USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minneapolis, a city in turmoil, is facing a critical review of the behavior of its police department.
This is the first time that the state is launching a civil rights investigation into the systemic discriminatory practices of the largest police department in the state. It is also the only investigation surrounding the killings of George Floyd, focusing on the policies and practices implemented by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I say this. As a white man who walks through that life with pretty much relative ease, I can't ever know the pain of that community members. But I hear you, I'm listening, and one of the things I need to do is use that ability to change.
In Washington, D.C.
Who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
For a third straight day, former Vice President Joe Biden has made a public appearance, this time leaving Delaware for the first time since March. In Philadelphia, he blasted the president's handling of national unrest.
We can be forgiven for believing the president is more interested in power than in principle. The president of the United States must be part of the solution, not the problem.
Federal authorities have charged an Illinois man for crossing state lines into Minnesota, where he filmed himself passing out explosive devices and urging people to throw them at police and buildings during a nationwide unrest over the police-involved death of George Floyd. Matthew Rupert of Galesburg, Illinois, was charged in Chicago for civil disorder and possession of an unregistered destructive device. According to the complaint, Rupert posted a video to his Facebook on Thursday night saying he was heading to Minneapolis to participate in the protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Famous people with influence and superstars are stepping up to try to quell some of the violence occurring across the nation. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
With violence and looting and vandalism taking place across the country, people are speaking out, including former Super Bowl champion and Utah congressional candidate Burgess Owens. Now, he's living in Salt Lake City, and he talks about some of the violence he's seeing in their area and says everyone needs to just step up here and shape up.
When I talk about fighting for the heart and soul of our nation, that's what we're fighting against right now. The heart and soul of our nation is our middle class. It defines our culture. It's where we serve people. We love each other. We come together. What we're up against is Marxism. We have an enemy out there. And what we're seeing right now is a true evil of that. And we have to understand that we find this in most of these blue states where you have governors who have not only shut down businesses for the last, 3 months, don't want to open them up. And then you have these mayors who actually allow these people to come in and destroy business across the board. These small businesses is where our economy will come back strong, and we have Marxists that are actually up against that. So we have to realize who our enemy is. I'm looking forward to a president looking at these people as terrorists, because that's who they really are, and they need to pay the price for being so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.